Today, Mark is reading the last half of Mark 14, starting with verse 37, and he'll be reading down through the end of the chapter. Start there and read all the way to the end of the chapter, okay?
And he cometh and findeth him sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst thou not watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, spake the same words. When he returned, he found them sleeping again, for eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. And it cometh the third, saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. He that betrayeth me is at hand. Immediately, while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, with him a great multitude of swords and staves. Chief priests, the scribes, and elders, he that betrayed him had given him a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same as he take him, and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was done, he goeth straightway to him, and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him, and took him. But one of them that stood by drew a sword, and smote a servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said to them, are you come out against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you took me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. They all forsook him and fled, and there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body, and the young men laid hold on him. He took him, left linen cloth, and fled from them naked, and they led him, Jesus away, the high priest. With him were assembled all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes, and Peter followed him afar off in the palace of the high priest. They sat with the servants and warmed himself the fire. And the chief priest, how far you said, all the way down, you said, all the council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death and found none. For many bare false witness against him, their witness agreed not together. There arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, we have heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, with 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together. The high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, answerest thou nothing? What is which these witness against thee? But he held her his peace, answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son, the Blessed? Jesus said, I am. And he shall see the Son of Man sitting in the right hand of power and come to hand. The high priest rent his clothes and saith, what need ye any further witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy, what think ye? They all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him, to cover his face, to buffet him, to say unto him, prophesy, and the servants did strike him with the palm of their hands. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warned himself, she looked upon him and said, thou also, Jesus of Nazareth. He denied, saying, I know not, you understand, what thou sayest. And he went out in the porch and the pot crew. And a maid saw him again, began to say to them that stood by, this is one of them. Denied again, a little later, after they stood by again to Peter, sure thou art one of them, but for now art a Galilean. And thy speech is reiterated. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak of. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word of Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And we thought thereon he wept. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thanks for letting me take it.
Thank you. So tomorrow, Mark will be doing the 15th chapter of Mark.